Okay, the halachas of chinuch of ketanim and melamdim. And that's what we learned yesterday, that there's a chiyuv to be mechanech kids, and you're not allowed to give them isurim. And it only has to do with when their age, when they're ready for it at that particular age, right? Fine. So Dalet. Dava Shane by Isra Mitzanatma Elisha Yoim Garim. Let's say something that's not Asr because of itself, but the day is what causes it. Ain't by mitzvah chinuch, there's no mitzvah of chinuch. Lafikach, mutalitin latinak lechel kaidim kiddush. That's where you're allowed to give a child to eat before kiddush, afal gav the chayiv lechan chayiv kiddush, even though the kid is chayiv and kiddush. This is a very pikula. And it comes out that according to him, that a 12-year-old who wants to eat before Kiddush is allowed to, because there's no chi of chinuch, just because it's the day that causes it. Right? Right? Meaning, because since it's not an iser per se to eat before Kiddush, only because, meaning there's no iser to eat. It's an iser to eat before you makadish, so that you don't need to do chinuch. But you're not allowed to give it to eat outside the sukkah. There's a halacha that many people are not aware of. You know, if you have a kid that's maybe 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, and he understands the concept of sukkah. So if he decides he doesn't want to eat in the sukkah and he just takes for himself, fine. But to go give him food that's not going to be eaten in the sukkah, that's not so simple. To dafka be kiddush, who can my iser lav? That's only by kiddush. Which is like an isra of a lav, right? Because you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. Kaddim kiddush. That's more mekel. Have a lav or al essay. Also leitin lever to be over on an essay. You can't give it to him. Hey. He's less than 9 years old. She yotzi eis a dover b'Shabbos to carry something on Shabbos. A few Lotzarach mitzvah, even Lotzarach mitzvah, you go at Siddur, Vachumish, Vesakneses, or Siddur or Chumish, in Shul or anything like that. I mean, because people want to see, people in Brooklyn for Shabbos or something where there's no Erev, so they think, okay, so I'm going to give the kid to carry. No, you're not allowed to do that. Fine. Well, katan shegonav eis a dover. This unfortunately is also a common question. If you have a katan that stole, imu be'en mechuyav lasiris. If it's be'en, he's mechuyav to give it back. Meaning, he stole a scooter, right? So he's got to give the scooter back. Be'meinu be'en potter medinei adam af la'acher sheyaglo. And if it's not be'en, so it's potter from dinei adam even after. He grows up, right? So that's why you have these guys that, oh, I remember when I was a kid and I did this and this damage. Barely he's potter. Ach lotzi, but to be yotzi de shemayim, he's chayav to pay it back when he grows up. But it's not an absolute requirement. Chaynim also shara v'iris bekadum. Say he does other v'iris when he's young. Yeshu bar havana, when he was a bar havana, tai shi kavala of eza dover l'tshuva, it's good that he should be makavala on himself to do some sort of tshuva. Zeh nemar gam b'loy das nefesh loy toiv. It says also without understanding, the nefesh is no good. I mean, even when it's not un, when a, somebody doesn't understand, it's still not good that he did an aver. Zayin lo ya'ayim alatino k'sheyakehu la'achar zman. You shouldn't. Now you get into real heavy stuff here. You should not make him scared. You shouldn't scare a kid that you're going to punish him later. If you see him doing something, you punish him right away. Like we said before, it can't be from Kas, right? But you give him the punishment. You don't say like, "Oh, I'm going to punish you in 6 hours," because then you're making him suffer. Right, or yishtek lagamri, either punish him right then, or be quiet. There's a story with a child that ran away from school. And his father was scared. His father's scared that he's going to hit him. And he went and he committed suicide because he was so scared of his father. When you're dealing with the Yetzirah, and you're dealing with a wife and a child and the Yetzirah. Anyway, and I don't mean dealing with the Yetzirah. When you're dealing with the Yetzirah, to deal with your wife and your children, so what you do is you push them away with the left hand and you makarv them with the right hand, meaning right hand is normally stronger. So you use more of your strength to make them feel closer to you, right? But you do have to you reprimand them. Now, what that means with a wife, I don't know. Right, exactly what that means. I'll leave that interpretation up to everybody else. Do not scare him with the davar tameh, meaning say, oh, the cat's gonna eat you or the dog or something like that that you should not do. Yes. You can get a wet nurse, you can get a guy to nurse your baby. You come up with Israelis, but if you can get a Jewish one, you shouldn't allow the baby to nurse from a guy, because that's matamtim lalev, and it can cause him to have bad, I don't know exactly how to touch that, to lean towards doing bad, right? And that's why we're also worried about medications and stuff like that. This is even a bigger chiddush. If you have a Jewish wet nurse who has to eat for refuah, she has to eat not kosher. Try and get her not to nurse the baby on those days, so that whatever the treif won't filter its way down through the milk to the baby. Right? Kol av, any father, every father's mechuyav to teach his kid Torah. Teach the kids to speak them. Same way it's a mitzvah to teach a son. It's also a mitzvah to teach a grandson. Right. Good. Right when the tinek learns how to speak, you should teach him the pasuk Torah Tzivalonu Moshe and pasuk Shema Yisrael. Rak Yizor Ma'oi Chiyatinek Noki Pashashu Ulay Mirasa. But you have to make sure that the tinek is clean. Chen Malamdei Maat Maat Eze Pesukim. You got to teach him some Pesukim. Achi Yagia B'Koyche Lelechas Al Beis HaSefer until he has his own strength to go to school. Buzz your school in Malamed, then you rent the Malamed. You talk to Glucha Malamed, Yorish Shemayim, and you should get a Malamed with a Yorish Shemayim. The man Yarg Yargal is a Tinek when the Ura be Yorish Shemayim. So you should get the kid to, used to have a Yorish Shemayim. Shegi a Tinek Lomad Mikra, and when he gets to the age and can read Psokim, now you'll ask him to Parshas Vayikra. The minig is to start Parshas Vayikra, she Parshas a Karbonus, Tamar Zenu Zal. Tahirim, because Vayikra is all about making people tar, karbonas, etc. I know there's an epic story why she must do this anymore. And they start from Bereshis. Aleph. This is really something. I mean, about when we're about to start the first day of summer camp, right? We started. He has to teach the entire day. And a little bit at night too. In order to teach them to learn day and night. And you should only stop school on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov at the end of the day. Ain mevatel es tinakos afilu pinyin beis hamikdash, and you never mevatel kids from learning, even to cope through the beis hamikdash. Okay, so what happened? What happened about this? Right. I don't know. I don't know where this. I don't want to say we went wrong with this, but I don't know where this din went. Right. But okay. Fine. We will stop over there. I should have a fine night.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay, Zach.